This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Good morning to you. Talk about an introduction. This song. It's an introduction to a cool song in a cool way. Good morning to you. All right, so drop of the week in about 5 to 7 minutes, but new quarterbacks coach, a guy named Scott Leffler, apparently a teammate of John Ritchie's.
He's not currently a teammate. He was my teammate.
Apparently your teammate.
He said teammate.
Apparently, yeah. In 1993 and 94.
Wow.
Do you know him well?
The University, of course.
How about that?
It's my buddy, man. Same year, we came in the same recruiting class at Michigan, and I spent a lot of time with Scott Leffler. We both stayed up at Michigan, up in Ann Arbor, after our freshman year for, I don't know. I mean, I worked at the golf course on the grounds crew that summer. He was staying up there that summer also, working and lifting and bonding. You know, that's like kind of what you do. And love him. Love Scott Leffler. Can't wait to reconnect and have a chance to just talk some football with
them. That's very cool.
Really good quarterback from Ohio, and just a quality guy.
Wow.
And has had a lot of success coaching at Bowling Green now for the last 3 years. They were a bowl team at Bowling Green, which is certainly not always the case. He's been successful as a coach.
You know,
smart guy.
Good. I feel like a lot of times, so that'll be fascinating over, you know, the weeks and months and years ahead, you know, your interaction with him now that he'll be in Philly.
I can't believe it. I'm so
excited. He also spent a year at Temple, for what it's worth. So he was in Philly for a moment
under
in 2011.
Who, James?
2011. So I'm not sure off the top of my head. That might have been
Golden.
Yeah, I was thinking it might have been. But
no,
11.
I think that's the in-between
might be,
guy.
But in between, yeah.
Oh, not the DeRozio. Oh, that guy.
Adazio.
That's all I refer to him as, that guy.
That guy. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know all these twists and turns in pro football, but I tend to think the college head coach becoming a quarterback's coach in the NFL is on the relatively unusual side. But, you know, listen.
Not if you want to get into the NFL.
Not if you want to get into the NFL. Not if you're tired of the NIL.
NIL is what I was going to say, Joe. Yeah.
And all that.
And it's interesting, though. It's not like he's like a 30-year-old college quarterback. He's a 50-year-old,
yeah.
I mean, college coach.
Well, and I'll add this also. I mean, look, a lot of things go up, right? Prices go up. But it does feel like the coaching contracts are going up. I mean, you know, you can make a very pretty penny as an assistant coach in pro football.
And the Eagles pay well.
And the Eagles certainly pay well.
They're not one of the cheaper
teams. They certainly pay well. So, all right, well, congrats to him. And we'll see, you know, him and Jalen Hurts and how it all works. And but, yeah, John's buddy becomes the Eagles quarterbacks coach. All right, let's get to Justin in Tennessee right now. Hi, Justin.
What's happening, ladies and fellas? How you champions doing this morning?
Super, Justin.
All good, buddy. I did not actually have anything to do with it other than calling for the firing of Chip Kelly. And if you notice, since then, there has been a cascading effect that has led to two Super Bowls. So I actually will take
it. Joe, we're all champions, all of us.
The way I see it, as much dadgum money as I spend on Eagles gear, I'm part owner. So
there you go.
At it.
Good man.
But anyway, as far as Zach Bond goes, this is something that I thought of in the last few days. Like, everybody always goes on running backs, like the miles they have on them, you know, like where they play in college and all that stuff, and then their first few years and their next contract isn't as big. So what about Zach Bond? You know, most of his career has been as a primary special teams player up until now. So are the miles low on his tires relatively, John?
I would think that is probable. But I don't know. John, what's your gut feeling on that?
He's got miles on the tires if he's been playing
less
special teams. Yeah. Those are hard reps when you're running down and covering kickoffs. But you've got less reps.
Yeah.
You know, those are excruciating reps, and those hits are bigger than most of the hits you're going to get as a defender. But, you know, when you got 13 a game or 15 a game as a special teams maven, that is different than 65.
I think it's an interesting theory, Justin. I really do.
That was just a thought that I had. And started watching the combine. James knows I'm a huge draft nerd and anything, but so James Pierce Jr. yesterday, fastest at the combine yesterday out of all defensive ends, 6'5", 250 pounds, 4.47. Edge rusher out of Tennessee. I know Derek Barnett didn't work out, but James Pierce, man, he's got the body of a Hassan Reddick. He is a beast, and he can flat get after it.
4.47 for an edge rusher is quick.
4.47. I mean, he was running like his hair was on fire, y'all. But
all
I
right.
have a real request of Devin real quick. She might want to change her name on Twitter to Undefeated, because we're still undefeated with Devin as the sideline reporter. So change it to Undefeated, if y'all know what I'm saying. And the best introduction of a character, in my opinion, is, I'm not sure if I can say it right, but Anton Chigrin in No Country for Old Men.
Anton Chigrin, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, I'll get off. We'll holler at y'all later. Love you.
All right, buddy.
Heads or tails, friendo.
Yes.
Was that the first time you see him in that movie? I don't remember the first time he's, like, introduced.
I think it's on the side of the road, isn't it, with when he shoots the guy with his air gun?
Yeah, yeah. Either way, good answer.
Is the first scene with Walter White, is he in his tighty whities by the side of the road with that van?
Yeah, because it's a flashback. You see him, and then it flashes back. I believe it is. I believe it is, Joe. I'm not 100%, but I think it is.
The No Country for Old Men is a massive answer, though, with that, with the nail gun. That's a showstopper.
All right, Ruben, be honest.
Yep.
What year, not age, what year, roughly, did you move what we all grew up with that are of a certain age, the tighty whiteys,
to either
boxers or boxer briefs?
Not till I was 50.
No.
Stop it. No
Just
chance.
10 years ago?
50 years
ago. You were rocking tighty whiteys 10 years ago?
Ruben, you should be ashamed of that.
It's embarrassing.
No, you should be embarrassed.
It's embarrassing.
I can't believe you admitted that.
Wow, I'm like floored by this.
Ruben.
I wore a jock for a long time. I felt comfortable like that.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
wow!
I'm not.
Ruben Amaro, tighty whities.
I finally.
So what this means
50,
is when Ruben Amaro was general manager of the Phillies, he was rocking the tighty whities.
That's correct.
Oh my God.
Ruben, that's
that's late.
It's a tough visual for folks, I bet.
I'm dismayed. I think
I'm dismayed
Joe,
too.
For me, it was.
I really appreciate you saying
it. It was like 1988.
Though.
Yeah, I was late 90s, so I felt late on my end, and Ruben's 15 years after that.
I was like
9 years old, I was like,
wow.
Middle school, okay. it was 7th or 8th grade for me. That was a constant changing time, 7th, 8th grade. I'm glad that I made the change as a 7th grader.
What a subject.
To boxers.
Yeah. It was more prevalent when we were younger. When we were younger, tighty-whities were more
briefs.
Of a thing.
I finally found the right boxer brief that worked for me. And so I went.
But where
it.
Was the
was
boxer,
a buddy of mine.
Ruben?
Nah,
where
boxer.
Was the boxer?
Couldn't do the boxer. Couldn't do the boxer.
Well, that's problematic, man.
Nah,
tighty-whities are not cool. Tighty-whities were not cool for 30 years, and you were wearing them for that 30 years. Or
I felt secure. I felt very secure with my tighty-whities.
Wow. All right. Fascinating.
That is good.
With that said, let's do what we do every Friday at this time. We have some fun. We have some laughs. Might be poignant. Who knows? With the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Did it fall?
Drop of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. They are phenomenal with what they do. And, of course, South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, Talk to us. What happened this week on our show?
All right, let's dive in. Let's start it off with your aesthetically pleasing take about the Tush Push. A lot of people thought it was soft, including our caller, Seth, the great caller who said this.
Seth, good morning.
Unaesthetically pleasing.
Yes, sir.
That is spoken like a man that hasn't done a push-up in 20 years. That is such a soft thing.
Come on, man.
I mean, he's
right. Pretty
good. Yeah, I've done some, but not many.
All right, let's keep it rolling at your expense. Some of your groin tears came up, and I had this line.
How do you blow out both groins when you're going so slowly?
Well, I had
there's
bust
no
it
explosiveness.
It was that freaking PAL game at
it's
the ballpark.
Like, how do you jog and tear a muscle?
They're really, really weak muscles.
I sprint it. James.
That was funny, James.
How many of these are going to make fun of me, James? I mean,
so this one actually, this one is
Should
not making fun of anyone. Yeah, there are more with you. Don't worry. This one actually is a mea culpa because we got on Richie for something. Devin had a good line. It doesn't change Devin's line, but I think Richie was asking a different question than we were answering. Here is the eggnog thing.
Whatever the nog part is, I don't know what the nog comes from. The egg,
I think it's
nog.
Egg.
But nog?
Awesome.
I just got agree.
So we jumped in on that and made fun of Richie and all that. Richie was asking about the nog part, which actually comes from something different. It comes from an old wooden cup that they used to drink beer out of, hence the liquor part. So I got to give Richie a little credit. He was not, you know, that as wrong as we made him
so
seem.
So is that, so it's a, it's, it was my bad.
Yeah, but it was still a funny line. So I think it's all good. You know, I think it wasn't just your bad. It was all of our bad, essentially.
Yeah, we were all on different pages there.
Okay.
All right, back to Joe. Like we like to do here. Joe, your dirty glasses, you had a very funny line just acknowledging quite how dirty they were.
Hold on. These glasses, glasses are opaque. It's actually impossible for light to pass through those glasses. Listen, lenses.
I just don't understand it. Like, it's got to be so annoying to look.
So wash them. Wipe them off, man.
They're really dirty, and I don't do anything about it.
What is wrong with you?
It's horrible.
Look, so change it. They're on your face. Take them off and wipe them.
There are cleaners.
They exist.
Do you need to, like, are you expecting someone else to do
it? No, there's just some things some things I'm very lazy about in life, and this is one of them. I'm just very lazy on that.
It's to the point where it might affect your driving. Like, it might affect your safety in public. I can imagine, eventually, that you will miss things that are flying at you. You will not see things because your lenses are so freaking caked with dirt and debris.
Can't hear.
I have no good comment.
I've never seen anything like this.
I appreciate you're just like, you're right.
No, I
got nothing to say.
I acknowledge it.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it rolling. I feel like the afternoon show takes tons of shots at us, and we keep it classy here. You know, we don't really take shots because we know we don't need to. You know, we're the big time. But I will say I appreciated when our caller, who called up to talk about meeting Busta Rhymes, just threw in a shot at Fritz.
My friend met me there, and we went up, and he was shirtless, and he was just chain smoking like menthols, and he was just like, it was a very intense moment. It's kind of like that moment when, like, when Fritz was trying to like ask AJ, like, well, how do you feel about the?
Yes, oh, so good, what a great
incredible callback.
Just taking shots at Fritz out of nowhere.
Really, he really did.
That was great.
Yep.
All right, let's keep it rolling. We have a few more after this, but I think this one's going to win, if I had to predict. Joe and Barrett Brooks, this happened.
Good morning, Barrett.
Man, I love calling in you guys, but you guys are on my topic, man. And I've debated with myself, who's the better out of the three?
You debated with yourself, Barrett?
I like that. Barrett, like, yelling at himself
did you really
in public.
Do that?
I do other things with myself, and it's not debate.
Oh, my God.
We're not getting on those topics,
so. Oh, my goodness.
Is this PG-13?
I love Devin just going,
oh my God. That was a genuine shock right there.
Oh, boy.
Joe, you always surprise us with the limits you're willing to
Joe
push.
Joe is not debating again.
Hey, now. Hey, now. All right, let's keep it rolling. Winner there. Barrett Brooks forgot about a show that's been off the air for like 4 years.
You ready for what are you doing the offseason? I mean, I see
everything.
You.
Everything. He does everything.
Yeah, you don't have an offseason. Yeah, that's
Barrett
true.
He does everything.
You're year-round.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got breakfast on broad. I got, I mean, I said breakfast. That's how I
breakfast on
broad. Barrett! Barrett just made drop of the week. Might even be longer. Was it like 8 years since breakfast on broad?
That's wild.
It's been a while.
It's like saying,
he does it. It's his show. Or was.
It's like saying I'm on Evening Magazine. Was that the name of the show?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
PM Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Evening Magazine. Exactly.
I'm Wally.
Wally Kennedy.
Wally Kennedy.
I'm on That's Incredible.
Wow.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With John Davidson.
That's great.
In 1977.
And the baseball bunch. You know?
Oh, I anyway, love the baseball bunch. Yeah. All right, three more to get to.
Yes.
Joe, you get ripped a little bit here. I'm going to give you a little credit here because this was every day you get the fact from Richie, and sometimes it's a little difficult to transition from the fact into the topic. This was a masterclass.
Many believe Alexander the Great, who you were speaking of yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, Al Great.
Al Great might have been buried alive.
No.
Alexander might have been paralyzed, but not dead.
Wow.
He was just paralyzed. They couldn't tell he was still barely breathing.
Look,
and in a coma.
All right, fascinating fact. James, you know it is, you know, one of my responsibilities around here to pivot from fact to topic.
You're ready? Sometimes you nail it, sometimes you don't.
Tell me if I nail it. You ready for this? You know who the city of Philadelphia had buried dead alive last year? Super Bowl winning coach Nick Sirianni.
Yes, did.
Did I do it?
Honestly, might have been your best ever.
Thank you.
That was really good.
I gave you a standing ovation. That's how good it was.
I appreciate it.
Very impressive. All right, two more to get to. Tom and Dover talked about the Jalen Hurts show, and I've never heard anyone say it like this. Talked about if we're still around next week.
Yes, sir.
Joe, you better go back on your words, man, that you said about Jalen, man. It's real.
All right.
Next Tuesday or Wednesday, if I'm alive and you're alive, you better be praising.
Who says that?
Yeah.
I mean, he's right, but still, like,
you're right.
You don't usually
glass
say
half
that.
Empty, I think.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one more. When the hammer goes full on hammer, we're always going to play it. Here's the celebration from today.
Bye. Hammer! 5 for 5. This guy was a chump. He didn't get 5, right?
5-2.
Oh, yeah, hammer. Oh, man. You know what I thought of when I was sitting there feeling a little down about 5 minutes ago? I'm not kidding.
Why are you sitting there feeling a little down? I went Joe DiMaggio
on his ass. You know why? I thought, because I'm feeling a little low today, and I thought about the great Joe D, and of course the other great Joe D, and I thought about how DiMaggio said, there may be a kid out there that's never seen me play.
No, you didn't.
So even if I'm not feeling it, I'm bringing it! Hammer! DiMaggio!
No.
The two Joe D's! 276!
Dude. I mean, seriously.
Hey. What can I tell you, man? We're both great.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you're not on this level. Stop it.
All right, so
I think the master debater is the winner.
You want to play it one more time, James? Play that one more time.
Here we go. Hold on. Here we go.
Good morning, Barrett.
Man, I love calling in you guys, but you guys are on my topic, man, and I've debated with myself. Who's the better out of the three?
You debated with yourself, Barrett?
I like that. Barrett, like, yelling at himself in public.
Do I do other things with myself, and it's not debate.
Oh, my God.
We're not getting on
those topics. The oh, my God is funny.
The oh, my God's funny, right?
Oh, my God.
So good.
All right.
So, it's so natural.
Is that
so,
you or me?
Yeah, I think it's a co-winner.
That's right, a combo.
Split it.
Which is ironic for something you do by yourself.
Oh, my God.
Enough.
All right. Time's yours is up. And I meant you, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, 99. The royal 9. You, right?
Yeah, 99.9. All right. There you go. On this fine Friday morning. Good morning to you. Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. Of course, getting you set for the weekend. And getting you set for the next couple of weeks, which next week will involve us at spring training on Thursday and Friday. Next week will also be probably on Tuesday or Wednesday a Jalen Hurts-focused show where people will have a lot to say to me, and I look forward to that. We'll have some fun with that. Free agency's in 10 days. But let me get you set for the weekend right now with the Got a Door and Window. Window to the weekend, where you can receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GOTTA or visit goguida.com. What's on tap this weekend? Sixers games, Flyers. And you ready for this? Not much else. If there's ever a weekend, like, for instance, Got a Door and Window, Window of the Weekend, to get some work done around the house, is the weekend.
Honey-do list weekend?
Yeah, right? I mean, James, wouldn't you say off the top of your head that this is probably one of the three or four or one most boring sports weekends of the sports calendar for a whole
100%.
Year?
100%.
Oh, Joe, come on. You've got the Sixers nationally televised game against the Warriors. Steph Curry's coming in having dropped 56 points on the Orlando Magic last night.
Go see the Hall of Famer. That I support. See the Hall of Famer. Yeah. But
do you root for the Warriors if you're there tonight?
Well...
that is just mean.
No, I know we're
But I love the well.
Yeah, no, James, you bring up a good point.
Next
week on a poll, are we back to, if you want to tank, are we back to saying...
Come see the Dream Team members on the other squads?
Well, not just that. Is it back to, like, I'm not giving a cheer to Steph Curry when he shoots and makes a three, but do I prefer at the end of the game that his team beats my team?
Exactly.
We'll do that poll next week. Mm. But, man, even though people might... say, yeah, I'd rather the Sixers lose. There's no pride in that. It's
well, and also,
brutal.
It's impossible to watch the game. Like, you're always, you want your guys to make your shots. You want to, you know, but, like, in theory, like, we probably should be rooting against them.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, it's just uncomfortable. All right, time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's get some calls in here right now. Talk to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The second best Joe D. I think I would have Joe D. Camillus and Joe Douglas just slightly above Joe DeCamera.
Joe Douglas, though, he failed with the Jets.
But he found those players in 2017.
I know he did.
Integral part. Yeah.
But who would you say, Ed, is more consistent, Douglas or DeCamera? I mean, right?
I reluctantly admit, despite your debating proclivities, it has to be DeCamera.
Thank you, sir. All right, what do you got for us on the Fight and Phils?
It's just I wanted to hear Ruben's take. Is Ruben still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Morrow, how's it going?
I'm doing great.
I sort of just struggling with how to construct this lineup, and just based upon, if you want to have your best on-base percentage guy hit leadoff, it would say Bryce Harper, right? Is that a total non-starter, or would you think he would consider doing that?
I think it's a non-starter. I think Bryce feels a lot more comfortable in probably the three-hole, maybe two. I think it's still something that Topper's working through, and I think you're going to see a variety of different lineups during the course of this spring to try to figure out for Topper what's the best way to go to try to create as many runs as possible.
And Ed, part of that is you don't want Bryce hitting behind their worst hitter, because you do want him driving in runs. And if Rojas gets on base, 28% of the time, that's no good.
Maybe put Bryce and Stott at nine. At least you can get on base ahead of Harper.
Yeah, but now you're burying who could be one of their one of their better hitters. So
he just gets less at bats over the course of the season.
Well, yeah, like I'm intrigued by the idea of hitting your best player the most, but I think to Ruben's point, you can mostly achieve that at two, or come near achieving that at two, but not kind of kill his RBI potential and run.
Will he do it though, Ruben? Because like he's been pretty weird about like I'm the three hitter. Do you think he will be willing to do it?
I don't think so. I don't think that he. And again, I think it's a moot point because I don't think that's the most productive lineup that they have. I think the beauty of this lineup though is that they do have several guys that they can go to. It's not just Schwarber, and who's been very good. And he's been very productive in that slot, and it may end up being Schwarber again. Who knows? But I think Topper's, at least open-minded about, moving some things around to see what works.
All right, Ed, give me an answer, bud, for a great introduction to a character in a movie or show.
When he drives up in his Volkswagen Beetle with the Rolls-Royce grill and wins that sprint coming out of the dorms, Willie Mays Hayes in Major League.
Oh, wow.
I already won the ticket.
Pretty good answer.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
You know, like the Jaws answer... it's like eating away at me, and I'm wondering if that's the most incredible answer given today, or if it's a non-answer.
Well, because see Jaws there. You don't see him until he kills Quint or whatever.
That introductory scene, it is hauntingly like you see her swimming in the water, and there's that mystery.
I know
that you have no idea what this thing is that just did that.
Look, I think it's Jaws versus Darth Vader.
It feels like such a massive answer.
I know,
does it bother you that you don't see the character?
Yes,
like, you don't see the shark then.
So what's our phrase? Our phrase is introduction of the character.
Yeah.
So
are we introduced to the shark that we did not even see?
Well.
I don't know.
With the music we were introduced.
I think the answer is yes, because she gets pulled down and kind of tugged, and then she's up again, and then she gets tugged down again. And
it's terrifying, but I had no idea what I was looking at.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Depends.
I wanted to see desperately what it was, and I didn't.
No, I look,
so
I get it.
I don't know that that's an intro.
No, I understand. All right, hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. We had four players that are all important for the Phils, and we said, of these four, who do you have the most confidence in? Now, let's all go on the record ourselves. Most confidence. Alphabetical order, they are... And, James, you take the first crack at it. Bohm, Castellanos, Stott, Trey Turner. Who do you have the most confidence
your
in?
Your phone is 3 inches from your face right now.
I know. I took my glasses off.
That doesn't make it good. That doesn't make like
it's
it
how
makes
I,
sense.
It's how I can see. I cannot see here. I can see when I bring it in. All right, James, who do you have the most confidence in?
So this may seem like a surprising answer because he's been disappointing compared to what we expected, but Trey Turner's the best of those players. I expect Trey Turner to be the best of those players this year. I think he is head and shoulders the best player on that list. So I have the most confidence in Trey Turner.
Rhea, what about you?
I'm going to go with Bryson Stott because I think he's healthy.
Ruben?
No-brainer, Trey Turner.
Yeah,
no
you're
brainer.
Really big on it's, him.
Dude, the man is
he's
an
just
MVP
the best player of that
player.
Group.
I don't know about that.
He's hiding it well. He's hiding
player.
It well, Rube.
Yeah, I don't know, Rube. That's I'm
not
there.
As far as Ruben is. Like, I don't think he's the same player as he was when he, you know, was a true MVP candidate. But I think on that list, like, he is easily the best player on that
Enjoy
list.
Him this year.
Okay. Devin, confidence, which one?
So, I like Bryson Stott, but I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers here. I'm going to go Alec Bohm. He was an all-star. He was having a great season. I know he had a disappointing end, especially in the postseason, but I think he's going to want to. He has a chip on his shoulder from, you know, the trade talks and the way everything went down. So, I think he's going to have a big bounce back year.
John, your vote?
I sure hope it's Trey Turner. That would be incredible if he had the kind of season he's capable of.
He's got the
of.
Most upside.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
But I do. My gut says that Bryson Stott, you know, healthy Bryson Stott. Yeah. Not capable to make up for the last season. It was not him.
All right, we're all over the place because I'm also Bohm. The one person here that did not get a vote is Castellanos amongst the six of us. John, how do you think people voted? We got thousands of votes. Bohm, Casty, Stott, Turner.
Jeez.
Your phone really is close to your face.
I know. That's where I can
see. It's way too close. And he excuses,
and like
he excuses it like, yeah, I took my glasses off. It's okay. No, it's not okay.
It's what my eyes. There's a lot of people with bad
well,
eyes.
You need to go get that yeah. address,
no, I'm just
man.
Taking the glasses
you
off for a second.
You can't see anything.
I have glasses. I'm just taking them off for a second.
Magoo?
Well, you know. Magoo? I like to think of myself as Harry Carey, but, you know. All right, John.
It's so hard to. I'm going to say Stott wins.
He does.
Good poll, John.
Wow. And that was just a guess.
36% Stott, 30% Trey, a tie for Bohm and Castellanos at 17%. So the fan base is very split. Okay, same question except for least confidence. Okay, I will start. My least confidence is by far Castellanos.
Same.
He's
I
a
agree.
Year, he's a year older. He is, at his worst, he's the worst, I believe. And I think a lot of people got confused by him finishing strong and thinking he had a good year last year, which he really did not.
We've seen the worst of Nick Castellanos with the swing in at everything. And
yeah,
I think that sticks in everyone's craw a little bit.
All right, well, which would you say, John?
I think that picture sticks in everyone's
what
mind.
What about your personal opinion?
It's Nick Castellanos.
All right, Devin,
no faith.
Lee's confidence.
At times.
Trey Turner.
Okay. Ruben, Lee's confidence.
I don't like answering this question, but I'll say Casty just because age. But I think he's going to be a productive player. I think they're all had a chance to be extremely productive.
Well, they're
players.
All supposed to be good. That's
they
the thing.
Are yeah. good. They are good.
Well, they just, sometimes they they're have, not.
But sometimes, but not every player has a great year every year. Just doesn't happen.
Fair enough. Ray, at least confidence these four.
Trey Turner.
All right.
Glad I'm not alone there.
That's interesting. Okay, so John, who do you think won the poll?
Nick Castellanos.
Trey Turner.
Hmm.
Wow.
So Trey Turner finished in second place for most confidence and in first place, or put another way, last place.
It's a pretty even split, though, right,
confidence.
For least confident?
So 30%, yeah, it's all over the place. So 30% say Trey Turner, least confidence in him. 28% say Castellanos. 27% say Bohm. And 15% say Bryson Stott.
So Stott's the only one that people believe in, it seems like,
yeah.
unequivocally for the most part.
That's wild. All right. With that said, John's taking
he just tried to take his worst. Phone Stott away was, from his Stott face. Was, as I, was
I don't know what I have.
The funniest part about that is Stott was easily the worst of those four last year. Like
on
easily.
Offense.
Like
who was? Who was
offensively? Offense. Of course. Yeah. He was Stott was easily the worst hitter of those four last year, and
on
he's
offense.
The one. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's because we have like a definitive reason as to why his offense wasn't good last season. Now with his elbow injury, so people kind of. Yeah. Like where the other guys, it's they don't we don't have an explanation for why they kind of fell.
Well, and I agree with that. And also, I'll say this: I think his defense is about 30 to 40 batting average points better than Trey Turner's.
Yeah,
like I see Stott as an excellent defensive shortstop, and I see Trey as a bad defensive short. I mean, second baseman.
Yeah, liability
shortstop.
At times.
Like, I mean, I think it's a big difference. And so when I answer poll
is
like this, I'm not
bad?
Talking about just offense. I mean, I think.
Is he that bad defensively?
Trey is
Trey or Stott?
Trey.
Trey is below average.
I think
at times we attribute worse defense to him because we get so frustrated with his offense.
I think he's a below average shortstop.
I think so too. But yeah, how bad is it? Well, is it as bad as the offense makes me make it feel?
He's not Rhys Hoskins at first base, but he's not good.
Yeah.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
James, who was the worst Phillies defensive player ever?
I mean, Kyle Schwarber in left field. Rhys Hoskins in left field is the worst thing I've ever seen. That was the worst.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it first.
No, he had a year out.
No, Rhys Hoskins in left field is the worst thing I've ever seen.
That was unfair for him to do that.
I agree, but it's the worst Phillies defensive player I've ever seen.
Terrible decision.
That was bad.
When Alec Boehm and Rhys Hoskins were at first and third, my favorite thing was when Ray Dittinger used to refer to them as the corner butchers.
Yeah, it was really bad. Yes. All right,
and it wasn't Rhys's fault.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah. All right, time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time.
Thank you for joining me. This is Kevin with Kevin's key points from the Sixers game once again. Even though they didn't play last night, somehow they lost again. Back to you guys at the morning show.
This guy's pretty good, man. I like it.
Yo, John, is Joe rocking the poofy hairstyle today? And if he is, does he look delicious?
Delicious.
John, how do I look?
It's not as poofy today.
It's still kind of poofy.
But more poofy than it had been previously, yeah. Not as poofy as earlier in the week.
I like that delicious has carried a little
Me
weight.
Too. Me too.
And it is not delicious, whether poofy or not. It is never delicious.
Yeah, Joe, I agree. There's way too many advertisements on Facebook, but let me tell you something. It is nothing compared to what I deal with my MySpace page.
Oh. I see what you did. I see the
Took
shot.
Took you a second there, Joe.
Well, it did take me about half a second. All right, not bad.
I heard a lot of complaints yesterday about the camera microwaving shrimp for breakfast at work. Sure, that's disgusting, but the hammer lays himself bare.
I lay myself bare.
Thank your lucky stars he isn't walking into that break room.
A few inches later.
With a full cantaloupe. Time's yours, Joey Bassa.
Oh, man.
I'm glad that people spoke up about that. It was gross, Joe.
Wait,
the
what
smell.
The smell in the room.
The smell in the kitchen.
I didn't know.
The smell in the room.
Yeah, the afternoon show
I said
had some
something
fun with
about
it.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, deal with it. Whatever.
No, Joe.
It stunk, man.
I didn't know
it
that.
Really stunk. And the people who came in after us, they're saying, what the hell happened in here? What died?
I did middays, 11 on Thursday, and I got accosted because of you. And I said, because I'm in the newsroom, so I'm in a separate room. I said, he did what?
I didn't know.
You did know.
No, but
you
I didn't know.
You cannot microwave fish at work.
I didn't know that.
Okay? It's a massive violation.
Okay. Yeah, Joe, you're right about those Facebook ads. And you know what ad popped up on Facebook? An ad for Tidy Whitey. And Ruben Amaro was the spokesperson. Time
I love how he couldn't even get through it. He's laughing as he said it.
I'm amazed.
Who was that?
I'm amazed, Ruben. I am amazed.
Remember those Tidy Whitey?
I'm bringing them back. I'm going to bring him back.
That's incredible.
The mustache came back.
Why not?
Why not the Tidy Whiteys?
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? The Dirk Diggler's back.
I turned the radio on, and Ruben Amaro were Tidy Whiteys at age 50? That's like somebody grabbing a water balloon in the middle.
Delicious.
That's awesome.
That's good, man.
It's awesome.
That's good. Hey, you know what? I'm not going
to. He wanted
you were going to say something there,
no,
huh?
No, I'm not going to say it. And with that said, we shut it down.
The times you were lying. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, complaints.
Hey,
call 215-238-4500.
Emotionally and physically.
I'm far more interested in what Joe is about to say there.
I'll tell you off the air.
Good.
All right. Devin, once again, thank you for this tremendous memento of the Eagles Super Bowl.
So nice.
The confetti that fell on the ground, Devin brought some home.
She put it in a cute little jar and labeled it. It's got a ribbon on it.
She's on the field after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and she thought of us. Like, that alone is like one of the nicest things anyone's ever done.
Let me go from a compliment to a criticism.
Oh, here we go.
Devin, thank you. John Ritchie, what do you say to Devin for this?
Thank you.
Rhea, what do you say to Devin for this?
Thank you.
James, what do you say to Devin for this?
Thank you.
Ruben Amaro.
Uh-oh.
What do you say to Devin for this?
Not thank you yet.
She didn't know he was here today.
Yes, I did, and I got you one.
And now I'm going to say thank you.
You say to camera.
Boom.
What do you say, Hammer?
I say Devin came through. Did we break up your stash? Was that going to someone else, and it's now been...
No, I knew Ruben was coming in, so I brought enough for everyone here.
Oh.
I have a few more. And
that's very nice.
Mine's a little bit more
special. James.
Very nice.
Special one.
Very, very nice.
It really is very sweet and kind and generous, and thank you.
This will go right on my bookshelf. It'll be good right there.
You won't be able to see it, but it'll go there.
No, yeah. Well, I'll put the glasses back in this weekend. All right. We're turning too quickly. We're looking for the best introduction to a character ever. Movie or show, first scene with the character, great introduction moment, moving really fast. Scott and King of Prussia. Give me an answer, Scott.
Apollo to the entrance to the ring in Rocky.
Yeah, but it's not his entrance. It's not. Well, it is an introduction to a ring, but I get the technicality, but I don't. Dan in Williamstown. Dan, give me an answer.
I think Sergeant Donnie Donowitz, the bear Jew in Inglourious Basterds.
That's a great answer.
All right, we got you, Dan. All right, so is it as simple as choosing between Jaws and Darth Vader?
I actually think it's as simple as Darth Vader.
Is it? Like, Rhea, you haven't seen You Don't Count. Devin?
I love it. I don't count.
Devin? I have seen it, despite what Richie thinks. I like Darth Vader.
I'm okay with it.
Vader. Over Jaws, John?
It's less ambiguous than Jaws.
Yes, it is less ambiguous.
I got Colonel Jessup, man, when he was being questioned.
No, but that's not
an introduction.
Well,
you had a good introduction, too. Yeah,
the
I eat breakfast.
I don't think that's his first scene.
Yes,
is it not?
I don't think so.
Does he meet
his first scene is at breakfast in Guantanamo Bay.
Does he meet with Markham prior? Yeah, we might see him with Markham earlier. Yeah,
I think, yeah. Anyway, we got to move fast. John, is it Vader or Jaws?
I guess it's Vader.
Okay.
I need the visual. I got Vader.
Congratulations to our listener, John, who called earlier today. Hey,
nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.